Hi, and welcome to Aaron's Podcast, episode 181, a live chat on men and intimacy. I recorded this episode earlier today and unfortunately discovered a major technical problem. And by that, I mean I screwed up. I didn't make sure that the recorder was running before the chat began, and the first 20 minutes or so wasn't recorded. Now, as a graduate in good standing of the Big Fatty School of Podcasting, I considered just having 20 minutes of silence, but decided not to do that.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
20 minutes of chat on Big Fatty School of Intimacy.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4080 of the BFO 42. I say juicy the 26th of
September
2023. Y'all, coming up on today's little show, y'all, it's part two of Big Fatty's show held during Pride 48 weekend. Big Fatty, we love a rerun. I mentioned that Pride 48 was 48 continuous hours. And y'all, I'm just going to read you the schedule from that very first Pride 48. Y'all, it started off 7 p.m. in the evening with the kickoff show. Y'all, it was a two-hour kickoff show. Did you notice that Daniel and Adam got about 20 minutes in? Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, then Big Fatty was on at 9 p.m. The Rambo Reedheed was on at 10. Archer was on at 11. Y'all, that Stars and Totten. Remember Stars and Totten with my youngest daughter Nessa? That was on from 1 a.m. Y'all, Galore. That was the podcast that was out there in Seattle that, you'll hear more about that later. Arthur did his show at 3 a.m. The Little Aussie Battler from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. Breakfast with the Beaver. You heard Daniel mentioning that. It was at 6 a.m. Then David, that Blue Jeans guy, came at 7 a.m. Then John Ong's Asian show. Y'all, he spoke, y'all couldn't understand a word he said. Big Fatty, you can't understand a word he says now. Well, anyway, it was his two-hour Asian show, and then Big Fatty had a blow it out at 10 a.m. More about that later, too. Princess Hannah was on at 10:30. The Smiths Occasional. Y'all, I don't recall that at all. It was on at 11:30. At noon, it was Ashanti No Lemon. 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Y'all, it was the New York City block. It was VJ, VJ Net, Mr. Tim Kumal, and the Occasional Fag. Y'all, then JT. Y'all, JT up there in the Chicagos did his show. Then at 5, from 5 to 7, it was We're Mean Because You're Stupid. Then at 7 o'clock, it was Miss West. And then Big Fatty joined him at 8 p.m. Then the Adam and Maddie show from 9 to 11 p.m. Jaded City, that was that Tristan. He went from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. The Occasional Fag came back at 1 a.m. 2 to 4 was the Big Gay Sex Show. Yes, Big Fatty, that's before the daddy years. That was the chicken years. Amarin's was back from 4 to 5. Teaching Thomas, y'all, if you hadn't seen his pictures, lovely. He was on for 4 hours, from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mikey Pied at 9 a.m. The 11 to 1 was Edge. Okay, I don't know what Edge was. Okay, I must have not written that all down. Foul Monkeys, 1 to 3 p.m. 3 to 5 p.m. was Dubious Intent. John Ong back with a non-Asian show from 5 to 7 p.m. And y'all, then the wrap-up went from 7 to 9 p.m., And y'all, then there was evidently some sort of interesting, crazy after show that yes, Big Fatty, I believe there were phone calls made There was alcohol involved, as they say. Yes, I believe you are correct. But y'all, that was quite a feat to fill 48 hours. It's okay. I'll take care of it. You and Squeaky Sheepy just go over there and relax. Okay. Hello?
Hello, Harold. I hope that's you. That's quite an answering call. This is your neighbor, Marcia, and I'm having trouble with my garage door putting it down. But I think I know, you know, the process, but I'd have to have someone tell me as I'm doing it, and I could get up and put the door down by hand. But I don't think you're home, if that's who answered. So here I am, and I'm going to walk over to your house, and it looks like there's a car out in the driveway. Maybe somebody took you somewhere. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that was Marcia. And Marcia, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, I got this call earlier in the week, and evidently Marcia was calling Harold to get him to help her with her garage door. And y'all, somehow she called the BFO and got the voice letter message, and y'all, Big Fatty, it sounds like a big old mess. Well, that fits right in to the Big Fatty Show, and y'all, Marcia, I hope that you and Harold had a chance to spend some time together and to get that garage door fixed. Beh, Fanny, I'm worried. I'm worried about Marcia, yes?
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty questions are coming from the chat room today, and y'all are not seeing a whole lot of them. That Daniel Biba has sent me a question. He says, who the hell was the skull? I've never heard a show where you explain the history of who she is and why you hate her. Well, Daniel, first of all, thank you so much for the question. You know, Big Caddy always needs content. Yes, Big Caddy, that goes without saying, but you said it anyway. The skull worked in the coal mine with Veda and I, and she would wear these hot pink and hot green, just all kinds of crazy neon colored outfits to work, and y'all she would tape up a box. You'd take you a week to untape it, but y'all, she was just batshit crazy. I'm gonna refer this question, if you will, Daniel Biba, to the Little Fatty Cast tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. And I think Veda really hates her more than Big Fatty did. But anyway, y'all, let's see if we got any other questions here in the chat room. Big Fatty, are you... I'm just looking here. Y'all just type question... And then Big Fatty will get to it. Y'all, where are the questions? Big Fatty, we don't see any questions. Question. Oh, there it is. We're going the wrong direction. That's why. Question. Another one from Daniel Biba. What the hell is the mechanical? It seems to defy context. Daniel, thank you so much. I appreciate the second question, since it appears you're the only one asking the questions tonight. Y'all, this is not going to go well for the last 20 minutes if you don't start asking facts and some questions. The mechanical, you know, that's the, you know, the famous mechanical was the old gal's mechanical out there in the Walnut Hills there at the mansion, you know, with the deer urine sprinklers. Y'all, the old gal, we used to call her the Sea Hack. And Miss West came to Charleston one time. Y'all, we found a shirt downtown. Big Fatty, is that where you are now? Well, I feel like I'm downtown right now. But y'all said Sea Hag, and I think we bought it, or maybe they did. It only went to 2XL, and so I can't remember if we bought it or not. But anyway, love you, Hag. I mean, Vera. Y'all, we got one more question here. This one from George in Atlanta, and it says, Big Fatty, look at your magic 8-ball and tell us, will we have a Pride 48 cruise? George, first of all, thank you so much. You know, the questions, they just get easier. And this one is probably one of the easiest ones. I am going to refer this question to that Daniel Biba and Adam Burns. You know, they're doing the mix later on tonight, I think 10 p.m. in the evening. Ask them about that, because you know they're big cruisers. They are all big cruisers. So y'all, by the way, we also know other folks that like to cruise also. That, yes, Big Betty, they make videos of it. Sir, where are we? Y'all, we got one here from Matt from Chubbs Gone Wild. It says, was Harold in your special chair while Marsha was calling? Well, Matt, I don't even know who the hell Harold is. So, no. I'll take care of it again. Anyway, y'all just go over there. Okay, Big Fatty, we'll let you handle it. Hello?
You don't know anything about it, do you?
Yeah.
You want to hear it again?
What number you got, Andrew?
784-6331.
784-51.
No, it's 6331, isn't it?
784-51.
Oh, well, maybe I had the... Well, I thought it was... It says California. Wait a minute. give it to me.
Down there at the
mailbox.
Yeah, okay, and that wasn't, maybe. But it...
10-6-1-6-7-8-6.
Right, and now... And
you're dialing somebody else.
So it's O-what?
Huh? O-D-D, number one. You look at your telephone.
Uh-huh, okay, D-D. Yeah, 633, yeah, that's what I dialed.
784?
Yep, 784-6331. And let me see if I got the right area code. Let me see that real quick, just a minute. Okay.
That's the other way.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, we're gonna go home.
I'm sorry. I just thought it would be kind of fun to watch, but
but I wonder who belongs to.
Yeah. Well, isn't that? Huh. Let's see.
Why don't just come on? No one's available.
I know. Yeah, that's what it usually does. But okay, I'll try it again.
You have the phone, right?
361. 784. No, 784. What am I? Okay, I'm sorry. 633-1.
You look at your telephone.
Yeah. Well, now I got it right. I wonder if I just dialed. I didn't dial the area code maybe then.
Well, you must have put a different area code in maybe.
Well, I dialed 619 area code. No wonder. That was when I was in a state of fury about my garage door. And I was walking the streets looking for help. And so I dialed 619. I hope so for the time being.
So you're not gonna have anybody come out and look at it?
No, Nathan fixed it. So and I
called.
Fatty, why did you hang up on Marsha? I didn't hang up on Marsha. Marsha, thank you so much for calling back. Evidently, there was a problem with the mechanical. You got Big Fatty's mechanical instead of Harold's, and Y'all, as you get older, and the old gal, confirms that she has two Sea Hag t-shirts. This becomes the norm. The older you get, so one of these days you'll be. And in fact, I heard that old Cricket Hat's getting a new dog. He's been trying out Tabitha, but y'all maybe you could get. Call the new dog Marsha, or if it's a boy dog, Harold. Yes, it'd be lovely. I think those two were just as cute as they can be. Yes, Big Fatty, you would. Young Nicholas has a question for Big Fatty in the chat room. It says, "What were you?" When young Nicholas showed up the other day, what were you covered in? Well, if you listen to the Friday little show, you heard that Big Fatty, I didn't set a record, but it was getting up there. Three gentlemen callers in one day. I couldn't believe it. And about the time the first gentleman caller was leaving, I opened the door and there was young Nicholas standing there, and y'all, there had been a discharge, let's just say that Big Fatty's eye was a little red, and those of you who understand discharges, you'll understand why Big Fatty's eye was a little red, because y'all, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where the aim is, it always goes in your eye. Big Fatty Volga! And no, Casey in Denver, it was not urine. Y'all, the Nip has a question for me. It says, at your age, how do you have the stamina to have so many gentlemen callers? Multiple guys in one day. Well, you know, I get out. You know, first of all, I get up in the morning and I make up my bed and have my coffee, and then I get out and do the nipple walking. You know, that gets the juices flowing, Big Fatty. And, it never hurts. It never hurts to be a little different than everybody else. Y'all, Big Fatty's 67 years old, and y'all, there ain't nothing special here. But y'all, it's the young 30-year-olds that are all about Big Fatty. Y'all, it cut off there. I don't know what happened. Miss Bacon says, Fart, when you was a wee boy, did you hate taking baths? Miss Bacon, I'm 67 years old. How the hell am I supposed to remember? You know, now, if I get in a bathtub, I don't forget it now, because it's like hell to get out of. So, y'all, I've got another question here from DJ Ron. And DJ Ron says, oh! Oh! Okay, Gussie, y'all! Well, I guess we're down to the final 20 minutes. Big Fatty, thank heavens. As you may have noticed, I got nothing. So, y'all, help this train wreck stay moving for 20 more minutes. Y'all, gotta do it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that author. You know, he used to be one of the suits here at Pride 48. And Arthur, when you hear Big Fatty's little show and you hear about his gentleman callers, what goes through your mind?
20 minutes to chat on Big Fatty's School of Intimacy.
Big Fatty, let me take it from here. We don't need to hear 20 minutes of Big Fatty going, it was lovely, just lovely.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message.
Just like Marcia did.
One in Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.